Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I was just randomly in my own head thinking about things then, and I've realized in my 38 years of existence, I've lived in 7 different places, including 2 continents.
Ooh, that's kind of crazy.
It is really crazy, and I've never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, well, me. I've lived in 2 different places, and they're both in Southern California my entire life. I am a creature of habits.
That means you're a lot more secure in yourself than I am.
No, that means I live with my parents for a very long time because I didn't want to pay rent. Hey, that's what that meant.
I'd have a lot more money if I lived with my parents a lot longer.
Where was the place that you spent the least amount of time, like the shortest amount of time that you lived there?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
My son lives there now, so I still visit often, but I lived 9 months there.
And why'd you leave?
For another job, but I couldn't take the winter.
Okay.
I was born in Australia, then I'm not a winter person, and it went to like negative 40 different times. I tried to get into it. I tried the ice fishing. I tried the snowmobiling. It's brutal. It's horrible. Having said that, Midwest in summer is fantastic.
See, and I find that so interesting. People who are way more adventurous than I am and actually give out and they move and live different places. But it seems that everybody who does that has one place where they're like, nope, would never go back.
I would never go back to that winter, ever.
You could never live there again?
No, I could live there just seasonally. I like the summer.
I want a summer house in Wisconsin.
Well, I'm never going to be able to afford that, but yeah, that would be nice to dream.
Are you like Guy where you're a little more adventurous and you've lived in numerous different places? Where's the place that you lived the shortest amount of time and why was it?
The shortest?
Yeah.
The shortest. Okay. Let us know and give us the reason why. 888-431-3765. I like this a lot, Kelly. Well, Kelly and I are quite different. I've lived in 7 different places, including 2 continents. Kelly's lived in good old Southern California here.
Hey, I've lived in 2 places in Southern California, okay? Ridge, Cucamonga, DeVore, let's go.
So we want to know the shortest amount of time you've lived somewhere. Where was it for the shortest amount of time? 760, me and 2 other friends drove from Vegas all the way to Florida to move there. We stayed 3 days and didn't want to stay and came back.
3 days. You might have the record there.
How, honestly, can you determine if you like living somewhere in 3 days?
Maybe it was that bad. You don't know, guys.
That's unbelievable.
Mark and San Bernardino, what about you? What was the shortest amount of time that you spent in one place?
So, it's quick and simple, but back in 2018, I lost my house in a wildfire with me and my wife.
It was
the Woolsey fire. It destroyed a lot of people's lives. But so a positive story of all that came out to be where we got a RV camper donated from us from a guy in Arizona, and we went to go pick it up. And then from there, we went to Palmyra, South Carolina, but next to Newberry, and we lived there for about half. And then we wound up traveling with the carnival, and then now I own a business in San Bernardino.
Wait, hold on. Did you really travel with the carnival, or were you just using it as like an expression?
Yeah, it was. We had free food. Our travel, our living expenses was pretty much taken care of because wherever the location and the ride set up, we went from that.
Wait, what was your talent in the carnival?
I was a ride operator, but I built the rides.
Okay. That's kind of cool. Yeah, you get to see everywhere all around the U.S.
Carnival. It reminds me of like the 40s or something. That's incredible, though. And it's great he got his life back together.
I'm onto something here, okay? Uh-oh. Mark might have tipped me off onto something. If I want to get out and start traveling more, I'm going to be the bearded lady. Give it a couple days. I'm not going to take care of myself, and I'm going to get to see the whole USA.
Sorry, I'm vetoing that. You're staying right here.